Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Schaefer. Hope everyone's doing great, had a great weekend. We got a weird, cold, rainy, just awful day on Saturday. And Friday and Saturday, actually. Super cold. Colder Friday than Saturday. And it warmed up on Sunday when I'm recording this, Sunday afternoon. It's Easter Sunday to those who celebrate. Happy Easter. And it's one of those days that makes you want to get out and be outside. And so, yeah, I wanted to talk briefly. The manual I'm going to read today, the ACE knee support, it's like a brace, but they call it a support. It directly is a result of being active and someone whose body isn't cooperating like it used to. So I got this this support last year when I was running, and running 2 to 3 times a week, mostly 3 times, and my knee, especially my left knee, like I said, wasn't cooperating, and just there's a tightness to it, and it didn't feel right. And then pain, aching, but then some sharp pain. So I knew that amount of wear and tear, you just have to stop. You have to listen to your body. And so I did. I got a brace, and I like running. I got a recumbent bike, a sit-down bike, where there's, you can lean back with your back, and I like that. That was a good workout, and talk about taking the pressure off your knees. But at the end of the day, I just enjoy running more than the biking. So I got back into the running, and I needed the knee brace. And it's something to say too. I'll get into the brace. It's not a long manual, so for this mini manual, it's a short one. I just, this is a podcast about sleeping first and foremost, about sleeping better, about closing your eyes, falling asleep, and waking up however many hours later, however many hours you need, whether it's 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. I don't know what the recommended amount is, the older you get, but to close your eyes and to sleep, and that's what this podcast is about. And I wanted to just say, I say it to myself all the time, and it's, listening to yourself is a whole nother story. So, for the last year or so, when we talk about exercise, it's fluctuated for me. And for the last few years, it's, on and off, 6 months on, a year on, 6 months off, 8 months off, 3 months on, whatever it is, exercising is tough. And it's something that to be consistent with it is incredibly hard, and you have to push yourself. And the best example, and I'm saying this now because I'm in the midst of pushing myself and getting back into a rhythm. And I think the biggest thing that helps me, the most important thing, is figure out what's manageable. And I think a good example is with this podcast. I figured out, in the past I did a fun podcast with a couple of my buddies just to learn the medium and just to chat with friends. And it was because of the amount of work it took to find our schedule, to align our schedules and to catch up and at the right time and to edit. It just wasn't fitting with my schedule, and I couldn't maintain it. And now, the 2 episodes a week it works for me with my current schedule, and so I can maintain that. And for exercise, as I get back into the working out, I'm figuring out what can I maintain to get in a handful of workouts a day, whether it's a walk or a jog, whatever it is, to get my body and my blood pressure going, my blood pumping and my heart pumping, and to get a solid workout in, whether it's a jog, a walk, there are these great 7-minute workouts that literally are 7 minutes, but they kick your butt. If that's what it takes just for one thing during the day to get, rather than, you feel like you need to take a nap, well, maybe it's just the workout to get some more blood flow going and to wake you up. Maybe it's literally just some jumping jacks. Whatever it takes to maintain and to actually be able to do it. So setting my sights on right now, I know how my knee feels, and 2 days a week of jogging is probably all I'm going to be able to do. And I think the older I get, maybe the bike is in my future, and it probably is. Whatever it is that works for me. Yeah, you know, this isn't a commentary on working out. I don't think I'm any expert. I think it's important to share what works for me, because it's no coincidence whatsoever that, you know, two nights this week I closed my eyes and I woke up 7 hours later, and that was it. You know, just a great night's rest, and I felt reinvigorated and ready to hit the day. Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Michigan Wolverines, has this phrase: attack each day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And he's wired a little bit differently than most humans. And if you are familiar with him at all, you know that, whether you see it as a positive or a negative, he does have a very positive approach to each day. Attack each day with enthusiasm unknown to mankind. And that's waking up, closing your eyes, and then just waking up fully rested. That's how I felt those days. And it's no coincidence it came from the exercise. And so I just urge everyone, it's not easy. The best example I can come up with was yesterday. I woke up, had a cold brew, bowl of cereal, which is a pretty standard morning for me. And I, for whatever reason, I don't know if the coffee hit me wrong, I was just still feeling a little sleepy. Maybe I hadn't woken up. You know, in the past, when I was younger, weeks ago, that was the type of thing. It's a Saturday, it's crummy outside, it was pretty rainy and cold. I could have easily laid down on the couch, put on a little, like, Food Network, maybe Pioneer Woman was on, maybe The Kitchen, some sort of show, anything just to, you know, mindlessly turn my brain off. I could have taken a nap for 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, who knows, easily. But I had my sights set. The week had started with a run, and I was going to bookend it with another run and end it on a positive note, go to the local park by me. And I knew it was going to be hard, but I reminded myself, here's how you're going to feel after. You're going to be sore. During, it's going to really stink. And you're going to have trouble breathing, and it's not going to be much fun. You'll have a podcast on. That's how I get through runs. I put on podcasts for fantasy football, largely. It's where I listen, mostly sports. I can never really run to music. I just keep thinking about how I'm feeling and my feet. I have terrible feet and how they're feeling, and my body and the breathing is terrible. So I listen to podcasts, and it takes my mind off what's happening. And next thing I know, you know, a couple miles have gone by. So I kept reminding myself, when I was feeling tired, just think about how you're going to feel afterwards and how you're going to sleep. And so I did. I pushed through, had to put some layers on. It was chilly and wet, but the rain held off. I got the run in. Saw a couple dogs at the park, waved at a couple people as I was jogging, and it was tough, but I was so thankful that I pushed through, and what do you know, I slept great last night. So, you know, maybe it's a recommendation, maybe it's advice. I've never considered myself as one who just gives a ton of advice, but, you know, as I get into the manual today about a knee support, it's there to help me continue doing what I need to do to feel healthy physically and mentally. And so I urge you guys to do the same, whatever it is. Maybe it's just, go outside for a walk and enjoy nature and being outside in fresh air and the weather as it improves and gets warmer. So a little bit of a intro tangent for you. Like I said, the manual is not too long. today. So as I get into Mini Manual 41, knee support, the ace bandage, I urge you guys to do that. So let's get into the manual. So like I said, I bought this knee support last year, so I don't have the package, but I went to the Ace website, acebrand.com, and the link will be there in the show notes so you can see it. And, you know, this is, it doesn't have, like, metal reinforced on the sides. I'm fortunate enough I haven't had any serious knee injuries, knock on wood, yet at least. So this is just there for support. So this is Ace Brand Adjustable Knee Support. 4.6 stars out of 5, 47 reviews. So it's nice. I really like it. It's simple and convenient. So a few bullet points here. I'm going to scroll through the website for this product. Provides adjustable compression and support to stiff, weak, or sore muscles and injured knees. Adjustable straps for customizable support and fit. Soft neoprene blend material is breathable, helping keep you cooler and drier. Comfort sleeve makes it easier to put on and adjust. Under specifications, body part is knee. Color is black. Size is available, adjustable. Support level, moderate. Like I said, this isn't heavy duty, but it's definitely, it's also sort of in between the smaller, not weaker ones, but the lower levels of support. So under details, when your knees have something to say, they aren't shy about saying it, and that's the truth. Keep doing what you love with the help of the Ace Adjustable Knee Support. Our knee brace provides comfortable compression to stiff, weak, or sore muscles and injured knees. Designed to bring you customizable comfort, this knee stabilizer adjusts at 2 points. Wrap your knee in the supportive comfort of the Ace Adjustable Knee Support. And we have a few bullet points here. Provides adjustable compression and support to stiff, weak, or sore muscles and injured knees. Adjustable straps for customizable support and fit. Soft neoprene blend material is breathable, helping keep you cooler and drier. Comfort sleeve makes it easier to put on and adjust. Flexible contour design allows full range of motion. Soft binding for exceptional comfort. Odor resistant. Fits right or left knee. One size fits most. Ace Brand is America's most trusted brand of braces, supports, and elastic bandages. Asterisk says, based on 2015 TNS brand health tracking of braces, supports, and elastic bandages. And final bullet point, supported by our expert panel of engineers and medical professionals. And then finally, the wear and care. Pretty simple here. How to wear. So we have 4 steps. So step 1, put foot through comfort sleeve to hold brace in place. 2, pull brace up and align patella opening over kneecap. Ace Brand logo should be on top of kneecap. And 3, fasten upper and lower straps to desired compression level. Adjust straps as needed. And 4, to use without comfort fit sleeve, do not put foot through comfort fit sleeve. Align patella opening with comfort fit sleeve over kneecap and follow step 3. Well, I didn't know you could do it that way. I guess that makes sense. And then care instructions. Close fasteners prior to washing. Hand wash with mild detergent, rinse thoroughly, and air dry. And that's it. That's the manual. We have a call. You can call them with questions, 1-800-537-2191. You can follow Ace Brand on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Ace Brand is a trademark of 3M. So there's the Ace Brand knee support. I call it a knee brace. You know, whatever you need to be as active as possible, use it. And I don't push yourself. Like I said, the last 3 years, I was running 3 days a week. And then there's just a certain point my body said, nope, that's not happening. So, and we're going to see how how the 2 days a week works, but I'm definitely spreading it out, easing my body into it, which is important. Let my body get accustomed to being active as much as I am now. And, you know, we'll see. If not, it might be the bike that I get back to. But for now, the knee support's super helpful, and it works for me, and I feel better physically. I'm very sore, but I feel better physically, and mentally I feel in tip-top shape, which is important. And isn't that the whole point of this here podcast? And I will say, this is another manual for something that it means a lot to me, if a manual can. I guess the product does because it supports me, literally, with my knee, but also with what I want to do and what I feel like I need to do to feel better. So if you guys have any manuals like that for any products at all, definitely let them know, or let me know, share with the show all the different ways you can. I would love to see those manuals. Would love to share things that are important to you. And you can do it at How to Sleep Podcast, Gmail, Facebook, and Instagram, and then How to Sleep Cast on Twitter. Other than that, that's it. I appreciate you guys listening. Hope this was a great mini manual. Hope you have a great start to the week. Until next time, I'll talk to you all soon.